Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. Tonight is the yard site, the anniversary of the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, that's right. Moses himself, the original Jewish leader. In Kabbalah, Moshe is the concept of, signifies a couple of concepts. Well, depending on the angle you're looking at, Moshe can signify the concept of Netzach, which is the concept of being victorious, the concept of persevering, the concept of being resilient and overcoming. Another aspect, Kabbalistically, is that Moshe is the concept of Da'at, the concept of consciousness, the concept that from which all of our other attributes need to be drawn from, right? What do I mean by that? I mean that you know, you can be in a giving state, you can be a withholding state, and both of those things are positive. The point is to come to it from a place of consciousness and to not be locked into one side versus another. These are traits, of course, that a leader has to have, right? A leader has to have the concept of perspective, right? Can't be a pushover, but also you can't be in an unhealthy state where you're always, you know, always trying to wipe out or destroy anything that's not in a good, without any bigger vision of consequences of those of where those actions or where those reactions might end up taking you and your constituency. And so these are just some concepts to think about. On the night of his yard set, the anniversary of his passing, is to be, you know, holding in a state of okay. In for the people who are around you, the people who you're affecting, you know, am I coming to them from the proper, place? Am I coming to them and approaching them in a way of moving them forward to where they need to go? Right, and to have in mind that, you know, a lot of times they say that the leader is supposed to be a servant of the people, and it's true in Judaism we say that as well for sure. That means a couple of things. That means knowing where, what the direction is, clarifying how to get there, and then also giving them the leadership that they need to get there, right? Number one, that means accepting, right? Again, the concept of where to go, but also recognizing the reality of where they're at and making sure that it's about them and not just about, you know, your own ego or getting anyone's approval or anything like that. So all of these are concepts that need to be thought about and considered when it comes to leadership, even also when it comes to parenting as well. But today the focus is leadership. So these are things to think about, to contemplate. And if anyone wants to, speak further about these, feel free to contact me in a private way. So my friends, have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ElieTheJew.com.